This is Wade's World. We talk to the most interesting people in the world on KABF 88.3, the voice of the people. Everywhere you go, you always take the weather with you. Everywhere you go, you always take the weather. Everywhere you go, you always take the weather with you. Everywhere you go, you always take the weather.
This is Wade Rathke. This is Wade's World, KABF, 88.3 FM on your dial, 100,000 watts of people power, the voice of the people, broadcasting from Central Arkansas, Little Rock, and around the world, www.kabf.org. We're live streaming. Hello, India. Hello, Kenya. Hello, Europe. Hello, everybody. You know the story on Wade's World. There'll be a podcast of this show by maybe this weekend, but Monday at the latest. So if you miss some piece of it, you'll want to hear more. We're lucky on Wade's World to always talk to the most interesting people in the world. And today in the studio, we've got some people from Scott, Arkansas. Hey, we've got Danielle Lewis, born and raised up in there. We've got William Thomas, who's lives up on Theo Road. And we've got Chris Harrison with the Citizen Wealth Centers and Local 100 of the United Labor Unions. Welcome to Wade's World.
Thank you.
Thanks, Wade.
So, Scott, Arkansas. Now, Scott is in Pulaski County, but there are a lot of people who might claim, oh, yeah, I know where Scott is, but hey, there's only 74 people in the last census, so tell you the truth, not a lot of people be going up to Scott. So, Mr. Thomas, tell us where Scott is, sir.
Scott is about 8 miles south of North Little Rock. It's off Old Highway 30 on Theo Road, where we live at, and it's about maybe 20 minutes drive.
So no big thing, no big thing. And you've lived out there how long?
Approximately about 7 years. My wife and I, we built a home out there, and I believe it was 08.
But from what I was hearing earlier, your wife has footprints that go back a little longer than 8 years, or
in 08. Oh, yes. She was born and raised there. Her parents was basically born and raised there. It kind of goes back to the late 1800s.
Wow.
So the family's been there for quite some time.
And what brought you back? Where were you living before you came back and built this house in 2008?
I was living in Little Rock in Southwest. And since my wife and I had property there, we decided to move back and make it our home there.
Excellent. And Danielle Lewis, tell me about Scott. What was it like to grow up in Scott? You're still young now. I mean, you didn't just try to relocate. You've been around Scott for a while yourself.
Yes, I was born in there in around the 1990, and just a quiet, very close, home-knit town. All my family stays down there. Uncles and aunties stay next door. Very close-knit forest. Activities and stuff down there. You go out there, you go in the woods, you do your four-wheeling, you drive.
You want to get in trouble, you better come to Little Rock. It sounds like with all the family you got around there, you want to even, step off the curb. You better come to Little Rock, honey. Yeah.
That is true. Everybody knows everybody.
That's one of those towns where, you step on the wrong side. It's, hey, you know what Danielle did today? She crossed the street without looking, and everybody be coming, uncles and aunts and everybody. Chris, how did we run into these fine people from Scott? Tell us about what's going on with the Citizen Wealth Center. We've talked about it before, but update people just a minute.
Well, as you know, the Citizen Wealth Center takes care of an array of problems that people might have. Not only do we offer services that directly impact people, like, Social Security claims, unemployment appeals, debt consolidation, credit repair, and things of that nature, but we also take on everyday problems that everybody might face. And Mr. Thomas actually was encountered with one of those problems where he had a tax issue. Now, his status is a disabled veteran, and they were still trying to charge him a special district tax. It was kind of
that's not really legal, is it?
Well, it's not really legal. The waters were very murky because even though it was a district tax and not a property tax, it was assessed through the property. So, we he contacted Citizen Wealth. We did some digging. We, you know, did the footwork, sent out letters, made a few phone calls. And at the end of the day, we were able to successfully resolve his problem.
Excellent. Now, Danielle was telling us Scott's a nice, quiet, home kind of place to live. It sounds wonderful out there, but it sounds like we're having some problems out there in Eden from what I was hearing earlier. What are we trying to solve here, Mr. Thomas? I mean, it sounds like when it rains, it pours, and give us a couple of issues that you're trying to deal with.
Well, exactly. We have problems when it rains. The road become flooded. The drain ditch is not really dug properly, so therefore the water comes up over the road.
Can't be safe.
It cannot. Matter of fact, they have a sign there saying road is extremely dangerous underwater. Well, we shouldn't have to live in that environment.
I don't call a sign a repair, do you?
No. No, no, I do not. So we even have times that the school bus wouldn't even bring our kids home because the road was too dangerous.
Just impassable.
Impassable.
We're talking country times 100 years ago again, back to when your wife's family sort of started there in the 1890s. Now we're 125 years ago. So they can't even get a school bus in there to drop the children off there. What are they doing? Letting them march in there across water? Or?
Well, we have to go up to the nearest cross street, which is Old Highway 30, and pick them up. And that's the only way that they'll be able to get home.
Now, how often does this kind of flooding happen? Is this any rain will happen, or is it once every blue moon, or is this pretty regular?
Well, it's pretty regular. Depends on the rain total. If we get somewhat modern rain, it's going to flood.
And a half inch, an inch, something like that, it'll flood.
Yes. Yes, it would. And like I said, the road is almost impassable. Another thing that we are concerned about there in the neighborhood is the emergency vehicles. If it rains a lot, even snow or ice is on the road, they do not come down that road. We don't even have, just like we were saying, the post office doesn't come. Garbage won't get picked up in a couple of weeks. So there's no way that, say, a fire truck or an emergency vehicle could get down that road if there's an emergency. We have a lot of elder people live there, and they need to get, you know, to the hospital. We'll be.
But Theo Road's one of the main roads in and out of Scott in that area. That didn't look like it was not traveled at all. Theo Road looks like it's pretty important in that community.
It is. It is, especially for us that live back in that area. That is our own means of getting in and out. There's no through traffic. It's only one way in, one way out. So we have no choice of just trying to come out that way there. My wife did mention that when she was living there, there was time they would have to come out in boats.
That sounds like New Orleans country where I live. That doesn't sound like Arkansas. I mean, I still got bad. Two canoes in the back patio. Yeah. I'm ready in New Orleans.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't have to live that way up here in Arkansas. This is land of opportunity. This is God's country. Now, Mr. Thomas, I know you've been living there since 2008, and obviously Ms. Lewis has been around there a while, but this can't be the first time you've brought this problem up. I mean, what happens when you call? It's a Pulaski County. You're right on the border. But what happens when you talk to the city and county officials? What do they tell you?
Well, they will say, well, we'll send someone out. And they might send someone out. They may not. And when they do send someone out, they look at the situation and say, well, we'll do assessment and we'll get back with you. But no one shows back up.
How many of these will get back with yous have you had? I mean, you don't see them again? They're coming from Mars or what?
We just don't see them again. And
they just go MIA.
Exactly. So Citizen Wealth has been working with us. And so far, you know, things began to try to pick up a little, but they're still not where we need to be.
I'm going to ask Chris about this. But Danielle, now when you were living there, same problems? Because you were born and raised up around there. I mean, do you remember water when you were back a youngster there, or was this kind of problem common?
Oh, yeah, it's always been a problem. Like I said, that's been over 25 years ago, and it's still a problem to this day for us not being able to get out, for us flooded roads, not being able to see, for us no reflectors around the lake, not being able to see also because of the tall grass that hasn't been cut, just a number of problems.
Tell me about the lake. What lake are you talking about there?
There's a lake right when you turn on Thea Road. I believe it's Minnow Lake or something around to that nature.
Right.
Anyway, it's a pretty large body of water, and you have to pass it in order to continue down Thea Road. As we've stated, it's a one-way in and a one-way out.
And that's
type
part
of
what keeps flooding? Does that
yes.
lake overflood the highway or
yes.
the road? Yeah.
That's part of the flooding, and also it's pretty dangerous at nighttime if you have a family function and you leave after 7 or 8, it's dark, you can't see. On the other side of the lake is a very large ditch, so in the event that someone was to run off the road, they're either going to the lake or going to the ditch.
Well, those aren't two good choices,
no,
are they,
not
Danielle?
Good choices,
no,
not
those
good
are
choices.
Bad choices. We're just lucky nobody's died there, or maybe there have been fatalities.
Well, there have been several cars had gone off into that lake.
Oh, wow.
Very fortunately, no one really got hurt, injured seriously.
It's not that deep.
But we have school buses that
sure.
come through that area, and they may have new drivers to come pick up the kid. If they don't know that lake is there, it could be a tragedy.
That's exactly right. Now, Chris, you and I were looking at Google Earth. You know, it's an amazing thing that Google, you know they're driving around with a little camera on top of the cars, and in cities, you expect it, but they're out here on these country roads, too, and we were able to see right where your house is, Mr. Thomas. And furthermore, what was strange is it's hard to get perspective on the computer because the energy poles were leaning so far over, you didn't know if you were wrong or they were wrong. But it seems like, Chris, are you telling me Entergy's poles are at that sort of almost 45-degree angle? They're almost hanging over the road.
Absolutely.
Well, what's going on here?
And that's exactly what I asked when I first saw it. I couldn't believe it myself. But these energy poles, these utility poles that are supposed to be maintained by Entergy, are almost at a 45-degree angle. And from what I understand from the residents, they're monthly, every time you look at them, they're leaning more and more. And so I've contacted Entergy about the problem. And there have been several service calls about leaning energy poles, but there has never been any follow-up. And that's what Citizen Wealth is really working on, to get that follow-up and see where's the disconnect.
Okay, we even got callers, probably from Scott. But what happens when you call them? Just ask them if they're waiting to see if it falls down?
No reports.
Hello? Hold on, let me figure out how to get you on the air. Hold on. Yeah. We've got a caller here, maybe helping us on some of the Scott problems. Hello, who we got here with us? Hello?
Hello?
Who is this?
My name is Helen Taylor.
Miss Taylor, are you from Scott, or you just been listening to us and you're outraged like we are?
I am from Scott. I'm in that Thea Road community that floods.
I hope you're on high ground as you call us, because there's supposed to be more rain coming.
Yes.
And how long have you been putting up with this problem?
50 years.
Well, let's just say a couple of years then. It sounds like long long enough to know. And I bet you've called more than once, huh?
No, I haven't called in, not to this station.
No, I mean.
But I have called in the road. I've called the road and bridge people and other people, and they come and they maybe scrape out the ditch, but to my thinking, the ditch and those little tunnel things that go under the roads are not big enough, and now there's water standing where a few years ago water didn't even stand there.
I see Chris nodding your head. Chris, is this something y'all been looking at?
Absolutely. We've been looking at the stagnant water that's in the ditches right now, and that's pretty much due to them not maintaining it correctly. They come and cut, but they leave the debris, and the debris clogs the drainage system that's in place. So that's a problem right there. And recently a surveyor came out, and he just said that the ditches themselves are just insufficient for the area. It will never be able to handle the amount of water that comes through.
Ms. Taylor, I appreciate you calling in, but we're going to let, we're hoping that maybe Entergy or somebody from the county will call in too. So I'm going to thank you for your call and open up the lines in case we've got some officials who actually care about people. Thank you, Ms. Taylor.
So thank you.
What did Entergy tell you to do about these leaning poles of pizza or whatever they, you know, that historic tower was? Did they just say, don't get under it? We're just waiting for them to fall and block the road? What would they say? I mean, this is outrageous.
Well, with most corporations that you get, that whole bureaucracy, the runaround, you call, you give your report, you tell them what's going on. They assure you that someone will be out there. It's top priority. You follow up 2 days later. Oh, well, I do see there was a service call, but I don't see a follow-up report. And so we'll send somebody else back out there, you know, and they keep on sending you jumping through hoops, and there's really not any resolution. So we're looking for some real tangible results from them not only coming out there to see, yes, this is a problem, but furthermore, for them to do something proactively to correct the problem. And we're, at Citizen Wealth, we're holding them accountable. We're not easing up at all.
Well, but you also put the yellow ribbons around those poles in hopes that Entergy would finally come, like they were missing soldiers coming
Absolutely.
Back home. And they must have run out but they actually asked you to put a ribbon around a
yes,
pole.
Yes, they asked to put bright colored ribbons around the poles, each pole that was needing some attention. And I thought that was a ridiculous thing myself because, like I said, these poles are anywhere from 30 to 45 degrees leaning. So it's very obvious what the problem is. And even people that come through from other utility companies state that, oh, yeah, this is a serious problem.
This may have been more like a Tibetan prayer flag. They may have been hoping the Dalai Lama would come out there with a bucket truck and fix that thing. This is crazy what we're hearing. And I wish we'd get a call from Entergy or somebody with Pulaski County and just account for themselves. This is ridiculous. But you must be getting free utilities and free everything out there for the service you're getting, huh? Do you
Not
have to
at
actually
all.
Pay taxes out there?
We don't get anything free.
But this is ridiculous, isn't it, Mr. Thomas?
It is ridiculous. And we've been saying that this needs to be addressed. I mean, this has been like the can kick down the road. And it's, well, we'll send someone out. We'll send someone out. No one never comes. They always well, we put in a work order. Even the times that the grass need cutting, I calls in, and, well, we'll send someone out. No one comes in. I call in again. Well, we'll put you on the list. I said, well, I already called in. He said, well, we don't see you on the list. No one takes the call. No one puts the work order in. And so we're left with just tons of grass in the ditch on the side of the road. And this caused infection of mosquitoes.
No, oh, sure.
Snakes.
It's public health.
Our kids problem. Can't go outside because all the insects and snakes are out because of the excess water and the tall grass.
Now look, when we had a county judge, hold on, we got the phone ringing. I wish I knew how to do all this with the phone. Hold on a second, we got another Wade Rathke with Wade's World. Hold on, let me see if I can figure out a way to talk with you. Hold on. John, help me, baby. Okay, while I'm waiting for this caller to get hooked on so that we can talk to her, let me tell you, I used to know Buddy Belines. He was county judge forever. I remembered him from 45 years ago. He used to come by on the down low when he was a city inspector, long before he became a big whoop. Now we've got a new county judge in Pulaski, Barry Hyde. He's now in charge. I wonder if he'll do anything about this. Hey, who's our caller here?
I'm Christine Hickman.
Miss Hickman, how are you today? Thanks
I'm
for
good,
calling Wage
good.
World.
I'm just trying to see if I can get some information.
Well, you ask a question, we'll tell you about it.
Whose responsibility is it to clear that road, to build that road up, Thea Road down in Scott?
Okay, panel, we got a good question. Now, you live out in Scott?
No, I have a friend that I go visit all the time. She's like my best friend.
So you worried about getting in a dangerous situation like my friend
Sarah?
Yeah,
I'll be trying to tell her, come out, but she can't get out.
Well, I hear you. Now, who is responsible, Mr. Thomas?
I would say Pulaski County.
It sounds like Pulaski County.
Pulaski County Road and Bridge.
The which one?
Pulaski County Road and Bridge is what he's saying.
Okay. But
it all goes up to the county judge and down from him to whoever's supposed to do the job. And I hope your friend's okay there. You have to keep looking after him. But
I'm
sorry that it's so hard for you to get in and out there.
Yeah, because her husband is very ill, and I'm afraid if he rains a lot, the ambulance will be afraid to go in and get him.
Well, you know, and that's what they were saying. How could emergency vehicles get there?
Right.
It's not that far, but it's a dangerous situation.
It's not that far, but it's a dangerous place.
I thought Danielle was about to answer you as well, but look, we appreciate your interest, and make
you.
Another call for me.
Thank
call
you.
Call
and
right down to county judge.
And get them to recognize us.
Call down there to Berry High County Judge and say, hey,
we'll
when
do.
Are you going to deal with that about Theo Road in Scott, Arkansas? It's on the radio. We want some action. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Bye.
So we've got some hot people in Scott. They're just lucky we're on the radio rather than having our picket signs right there blocking the door because that's going to be the next thing. We've got a bad habit of this. But, we can't call Buddy Valines. It's got to be Berry Hyde. And Entergy, I mean, what's their excuse? This is a big money-making operation there, Entergy. I can't understand why they're letting their poles hang like that.
They don't even offer an excuse. And, I mean, the problem is obvious. The poles are leaning. The ground beneath it is eroding because it's constantly flooded. And so the ground is soft. And we're just getting in the worst situation.
You think they'd be on our team on this? They need that area more secured for drainage as well, because that's why they can't keep the thing. What are they supposed to do? Guy it up like a Christmas tree so it doesn't fall down because the whole ditch is eroding on them?
Well, we have a lot of excuses without any type of resolution that's being offered. Every time that I call, we have a report active, but we don't have a report sent back to us. So every time they send out somebody, that particular person is supposed to send back a report and suggest, like, do these poles need to be replaced or what type of action needs to be taken. No report has ever been made available to Citizen Wealth or the citizens of Scott, Arkansas.
Now, are we having to file these reports on the internet, or are we dealing with real people?
We're dealing with real people.
And real people aren't reacting either. You know, there's so many times you call and you have to push 3 or 4 or some number to talk to somebody, and then it's a recording, and you don't know if anybody ever gets a message. But in this case, we're very, very clear. Real people knew about this. We've talked to people. We file the complaints. We get a number, and that's just where it dies.
Mm-hmm. And Citizen Wealth has taken it a step further. We've contacted them by email. We actually showed them the pictures. We've actually sent video clips of the conditions of the road and the conditions of the utility poles and how it's just a potential danger. It's only a matter of time. It's not a question of if, but when these poles are actually going to give out. It's probably going to be in the most inopportune time in a flooded area full of water.
And then people will be without electricity, can't call, can't get out. I mean, we better have some good cell phone service mm-hmm. out there.
And it's a safety hazard.
Well,
you got a flooded area and loose electrical wires.
We're talking today on Wade's World with William Thomas, Danielle Lewis, residents and longtime people out there around Scott, Arkansas. And we're talking to Chris Harrison with Citizen Wealth Center, who got this thing on his shoe and can't get it loose. Been doing everything we can to try to get some attention. And, you know, we're just sort of frustrated here. I mean, you shouldn't be. We'd have to go on the radio and use valuable time where we give information in order to try to get the attention downtown of people. I mean, maybe we ought to figure out if we could say we're part of Lonoke County. We're right on, aren't you right on the border of Pulaski and Lonoke?
Yes, we are. We are just right on the edge of Lonoke and Pulaski County.
Since no public officials ever come to Scott, we may be able to call the county judge in Lonoke and tell them we're actually part of Lonoke County, and could they send a truck out and help us? Maybe they don't know they're supposed to boycott Scott over in Lonoke. maybe we could trick them a little bit, because obviously we can't get anybody with a taxpayer dollar to ever come to Scott. So maybe we just tell them we're in Lonoke County. Why can't you help us? And maybe they'd mess up and put a work order and fix it.
That's the very unique nature of Theo Road, because down that particular road, and I'll let Mr. Thomas explain, I've been able to meet with several residents, and the makeup of it as far as, you know, racial and economic makeup of it is very different from what you would find in the Lonoke County. Mr. Thomas?
Well, in our area, Theo Road, that's Madonna the Black people that live there. And
that's going to be a surprise to all of our listeners.
Shouldn't be.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Oh, no city services? It's almost all black? Oh, mercy. What kind of thing are we dealing with?
Well, you know, I don't want to go as far as say that.
Yeah, but I'll go that far. I mean, why not? Let's call it what it is. But go ahead, Mr. Thomas.
Well, obviously, something is going on here. Why we're not getting things done. I have complained. Citizen Wealth have been on the job and trying to get them done. They just seem like they just turn their head and look the other way. And a citizen of Scotton on Theo Road, we are tired of it. We need to see action, not just talk and saying, we'll take a look at the situation. These are real people you are dealing with.
Exactly.
And we need results. This is a place here that we want our kids and grandkids will be able to live, relocate and come back and live in this area here. And it starts with us. We have to do what is necessary in order to get this area secured and make it livable, that our kids and grandkids will carry on as same as our parents did for us.
So, but you can't do it by yourself.
We can't do it by ourselves. We need to get a lot of people involved. And again, I just want to thank Citizen Wealth for being there for us. And I really feel that we're going to get some action done.
Now, Chris, if people wanted to see the pictures we keep talking about, and I know Mr. Thomas was showing me some pictures before the show started, they can actually see it on the Facebook page. Why don't you tell people how they can connect with that?
Absolutely. If you have a Facebook account, or even if you don't have a Facebook account, just log on to Facebook.com and go to the Citizen Wealth Camp, Citizen Wealth page. We have a full story about the Scott, Arkansas, and the pictures that shows that these roads go from being regular rural roads to being pretty much floodways where you can, like Mr. Thomas said earlier, put a boat on. So, I mean, they're really opening your eyes and letting you see that this problem is real and it needs immediate attention.
Okay, so that's facebook.com/citizenwealth, and they'll be right on there and be able to see what's happening. You know, what we ought to do is poor Danielle, she's not old enough to remember this, but maybe Mr. Thomas, you and I can recall when President Carter was in and we had a couple people over there in Iran where they do a every night on the news, it'd be how many days we had people there in Iran. Maybe we ought to, every time I do a show, we'll see how many days it's been since we got any results from Entergy or Pulaski County. KBS willing to get behind this because, you know, you are a polite gentleman, and you couldn't be more sweet about all this, Miss Lewis. But, you know, in Citizen Wealth, we're a little bit strange. We're a little bit rowdy here. We just have a bad record about, you know, attitude and behavior, and you know, we just can't put up with this kind of situation where people ignore the simplest complaints that are endangering people's lives. And that's just wrong. So look, Chris, Citizen Wealth's making a good bit of progress on this. And I know you got a lot of other cases going, but how do people get in touch with you? Hopefully not on the same kind of problem, but other problems in the future.
If you need anything from Citizen Wealth, you can reach us at our building at 2101 South Main on the second floor in Little Rock, Arkansas, 72206. Also, look us up at www.citizenwealth.org. And you can reach me directly at my cell phone 24/7, 501-952-6966. We're really concerned about taking care of people's problems, and we're really concerned about making sure that everybody has the rights that they're guaranteed. And also, you can reach us at the office at 501-588-3272.
And do us a favor from Wage World. I want to see if we can get as many people to get on the phone, just as we had our two callers do, Ms. Taylor and some other people, and call Barry Hyde, H-Y-D-E, not Jekyll, call Hyde, and see. Maybe it's Jekyll in there today. I don't know, but I'm hoping for Hyde. Let's see if they're willing to finally get in a car. 20 minutes is what Mr. Thomas and Ms. Lewis says it takes to get out to Scott, take a look at Theo Road and what this problem is, and finally solve it. That's Pulaski County Judge Barry Hyde. This is Wage World, www.kbf.org, 88.3. We have my buddy here, Alexa, coming on, and it's been Wade's World for another week. Signing off.
On the air and online since 1984. Community radio for Arkansas and beyond. 88.3 KABF Little Rock.
This is a court-ordered notice. If you lived, owned property, or were located in the parishes of Jefferson, Orleans, or St. Bernard, Louisiana, during or immediately after Hurricane Katrina or Hurricane Rita, you could be eligible to get a payment from a $19.3 million class action settlement. Homeowners, renters, visitors, and business owners who had property damage, personal injury,